Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jim Pagliarani. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jimmy Stewart. Batting second. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting seventh. The catcher, Chris Krug. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal Kunz. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Cal Kunz. And now, play ball. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kunz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clemente is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stargell hits a line drive into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Stewart steals second. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stewart. The throw from Pagliarani and he is safe. Stewart steals third. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Landrum strikes out. One out. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski fields it and throws to home to get Stewart. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pagliarani takes first base on ball four. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Veal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alley moves to second. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Coons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Veal, and towards Alley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Krug strikes out. Pagliarani drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Krug out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Verdon for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Willie Stargell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Stargell reaches second base with a double. There goes Clemente trying to get to home. Landrum throws the ball into Kessinger, who relays the ball to Krug, who tags Clemente, who came all the way from first, for the out. Stargell moves to third. Two outs. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stargell scores. It's 2 to nothing, Pirates. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger strikes out. One out. Cal Koons is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Koons hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Pagliarani is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pagliarani is hit by the pitch. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 1 in the game. Alley hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veal bunts towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Veal for the out. Pagliarani moves to second. Two outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Krug for a passed ball. Pagliarani moves to third. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 2 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Del Crandall now catching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 1 in the game. Landrum is called out on strikes. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams strikes out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a pop-up towards short. Ali settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Verdon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Verdon strikes out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stargell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Krug is 0 for 1 in the game. Krug hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a pop-up into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Kuntz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kuntz is 0 for 1 in the game. Kuntz takes first base on ball 4. Beckert moves to second. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stewart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stewart hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Beckert scores. Kuntz moves to second. It's 2-1, Pirates. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. Landrum hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Clendenin moves to third. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert has Clendenin trapped. There's the throw to Krug and over to Santo, who tags Clendenin for the out. Mazeroski moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Veal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Banks is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Bailey batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 3 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Verdon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Verdon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Verdon hits a line drive beyond short. Kessinger can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Clemente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. Krug takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krug moves to third. Harvey Keene pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Keene takes first base on ball 4. Kessinger moves to second. Al McBean now pitching. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krug tags and scores. Kessinger tags and moves to third. One out. It's Pirates, 2, Cubs, 2. Frank Carpen now pitching. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 3 in the game. Landrum strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Keene moves to second. Don Schwall now pitching. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Ted Abernathy now pitching. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin is called out on strikes. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crandall is 0 for 1 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Beckert for the out. 2 outs. Chris Krug is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Krug is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Krug hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 3 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Don Schwall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Schwall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Abernathy fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bailey is 0 for 4 in the game. Bailey hits a line drive into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger strikes out. 1 out. Ted Abernathy is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abernathy strikes out. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Clemente is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. he's got one RBI. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Landrum is 0 for 4 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Williams is hit by the pitch. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Williams. The throw from Crandall and he is safe. Williams steals second. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski strikes out. 1 out. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0 for 2 in the game. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Alley is 0 for 4 in the game. Alley is hit by the pitch. Jerry Lynch pinch hits for Don Schwall. Jerry Lynch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lynch takes first base on ball 4. Alley moves to second. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Jerry Lynch. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bailey is 0 for 5 in the game. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Gibbon now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chris Krug batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Krug is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Krug hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Krug moves to second. Larry Jackson pinch runs for Chris Krug. Joey Amalfitano pinch hits for Ted Abernathy. Wilbur Wood now pitching. Joey Amalfitano is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Amalfitano hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson moves to third. 2 outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stewart is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Stewart is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Vic Rosnovsky now catching. Lindy McDaniel now pitching. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Verdun hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Clemente strikes out. 2 outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Stargell is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Stargell hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum is 0 for 5 in the game. Landrum strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. 2 outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Banks is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Vern Law now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clendenin is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Clendenin hits a fly ball into left field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mazeroski is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Crandall is 0 for 3 in the game. Crandall hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Alley is 0 for 4 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Alley hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Beckert is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into left field. Stargell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rosnovsky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mazeroski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.